Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Josh Kemp. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here today. You are here at a most perfect time. One thing out there, we're a business show. And right now, a lot of businesses are uncertain, being what's going on with the coronavirus. People are like, oh, what's going to happen? How are we going to move forward? We're now talking, our show isn't going to go live for several months, but this is going to be an ongoing thing where the economy will have to recover and people are going to be nervous. But here's the great part. Is we don't have to worry because you help people with a side hustle, and this is the perfect opportunity to regroup, re-strategize, see where your best gifts and talents are that you can serve the world with and give them, and then break it out into the world and give service and start a side hustle. So thank you, Josh. How did you even get started doing this?
Hey, Christina, thanks for having me on. The reason I started this was just like now, 2008, 2009. I had my second child born. Mm-hmm. And just the economy collapsed, and I lost, I was horseshoeing at the time, shoeing horses, and I lost so much work in like a month. I lost like $1,500. Mm-hmm. I had quite a bit that I would get recurring, and I got desperate, and I said, man, what am I going to do? So I saw all the snow coming, 24 inches of snow coming to Virginia, which is rare, and I said, hey, if I have a snowblower, I bet I can resell that sucker. So crazy story. I'll keep it short, but I drove up to Pennsylvania where the last snowblower was and drove back down, and I ended up selling that snowblower for far more than I bought it for. But that was kind of the taste of like risk and reward. Mm. And I don't know if I'd quite do it like that again, but it's always been situations like that where I say, okay, rent's due. I got to pay this every month or whatever it is. How can I do this? What opportunities are there? What skills do I have or can I learn? Mm-hmm.
I love this, Josh, because what I love about it is we've all been in situations where things might have become desperate any time during our life, whatever reason, we lose our job, someone in our family dies, whatever it might be. But there'll be times where things become uncomfortable. And what's great about it is some people go to the spot where who's going to come save me? We've gotten a lot of that kind of mentality in our culture. Many years ago, I lost my job and I didn't expect it. And one of my friends said, oh, it's great. You just get unemployment. I'm like, but no, for what? Unemployment's not going to pay all my bills. They only give you $300-$400 a month. But I was like curious, like that was the first thing that came to our mind. Oh, don't worry about it. You get to go on vacation, go get some unemployment. I'm like, so that's not really the mindset you want to have, because you don't like a lot of people who are also got laid off at the same time with me got the unemployment, immediately went to a year and a half because Obama was in office. So they got like a year and a half of unemployment, didn't even try to look for a job. Their unemployment started running out and they're like, what do I do? And so you don't want to be caught in that position. So what's great about your story is you're like, okay, I'm caught in this position. What do I do so I can fix it in some fashion? And it's just awesome that you came across this idea of making a side hustle. So that one instance where you sold that, how did that turn into I could do side hustles? And how do you discover what you could do that could be something beneficial?
Right. No, I totally feel you. I knew people back then who got on unemployment, California. Mm-hmm. They actually got $1,600 a month. There's some crazy amount of money. Mm-hmm. And I won't say the person's name, but that person called me one time and I was saying, yeah, I'm looking for work. I'm just trying everything. And mm-hmm. I'm doing well, but man, I want some more safety. I want some more money saved. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm self-employed too right now. And I'm like, dude, you're on unemployment. That's not self-employed. But like the mindset was like, I need my guarantees. Yeah. And so my thing is, I don't think there's any guarantees in life, especially mm-hmm. nowadays. And mm-hmm. If you do nothing, you will get virtually nothing. So I like to be just as brutal and like as cold as can be. So you like, it's not being mean or negative. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, it's up to me to make it happen. And that's cool. So, so for me, it's always been desperation. And, mm-hmm. I got that snowblower. I'd had like $540 in my account. And I thought, okay, I mm-hmm. might make it to my next work I had, but I mm-hmm. knew if I could sell something for $800, I could definitely make it. So next thing I did was after I had the snowblower, I sold it. And I said, well, there's still a lot of snow on the ground. I got a shovel, went out and shoveled snow for, I made like $210 in cash. And, I was like, okay, what else can I do? And that got me through. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of opened my eyes to like, here I am, a blacksmith, you know, farrier shoeing horses for a living. Mm-hmm. I had the skill set of like 1906 or 1860. I mean, I would have been like,
you would have been awesome. Yeah, I'd be kicking it back then.
Oh, yeah. Civil War is going on. You know, I would have been like Gary Vee. They'd be like, dude, this guy's, we need him. Everybody needs him. But now they're like, oh, that's kind of cool. But yeah, that doesn't work for tech jobs. So mm-hmm. I need to find a way to get myself to the modern era, like 2000. And I love shoeing horses, but I got injured. I got kicked pretty good. So I had my second kid and I was like, how do I get out of this? But along that way, as I got injured, I had to reduce my workload, which was less and less money. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, what do I have? What can I do? And it's the fixed mindset where back when I was 19, I drew caricatures at a theme park, like a Six Flags at King's Dominion. And at the time, that was my passion. I wanted to draw characters. I love drawing. So I drew, didn't care how much I made. And then I realized, wait, how come I'm making so little? I learned that the theme park got 76%. And I got 24%.
I don't like those odds.
it's terrible odds. So they told me, well, Josh, if you come back next year, you get 25%. And I was like, okay. And then 26. I'm like, oh, good. So eventually I could get 50%. And they're like, no, it caps at 30. And I was like, what? So eventually I quit after that first year. I said, all right, I'm done. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I love drawing, but I just threw that out. I was like, well, that's done. Mm-hmm. But then after snow shoveling and getting some money and being desperate and things were bleak and I had the little kids, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And I thought, wait, could I draw caricatures for people? It's a rare skill. Mm-hmm. And turns out, I didn't know anything about marketing back then. So I thought, well, let me go on Craigslist and places like that. Well, I found out some simple marketing, which for me was complex back then. Yeah, I got a bunch of work doing gigs and it's generally birthday parties, weddings, things like that. And I made $75 an hour was the cheapest at like Chick-fil-A nights, kids nights, family nights. And then the most I ever made is $150 an hour. So the average gig was 2 hours long. So I was like, oh, this, so that got me going to the next thing. And I always just look for what's the next opportunity. And in my mind I said, okay, this is 2008, 2009. Next time we have something happen like this, because it will happen again, I need to be more prepared, which is now, really.
Yeah, totally.
And I am more prepared. And now this has happened. It's been different than last time.
Yeah, it's different than probably any other time in history, I think.
Right. So I'm taking that and going, oh gosh, I have all these ways I make money. I install water fountains for high-end CEOs, lawyers, doctors. That made me $22,000 last year. And it's not to brag. I just like to tell people like,
it's possible.
So I grossed $30,000. I had to pay my helpers, buy some new trailers and tools. But I got in my pocket $22,000. I could do characters, but I put it on the back burner because I have so much other work. I did piano tuning the previous year, made $88,000, just a little bit on the side. I could have done far more. So then I did stock market, which made me 38% last year, and all these different things. But virtually now, most all of those have stopped because of how unique our situation is. So it's like, what's the next thing I'm looking for? So for me, it's, I need to have more business online versus offline. Like I wrote a book. It makes me some money every month. I do.
Tell people about your book. What is the name of the book? Where can they get it?
So the book is No Degree, No Problem. And it's not against like, you know, degrees, but people would tell me when I was shoeing horses, they'd say, oh, you're kind of screwed because, you know, you don't have anything. And I was like, well, thanks a lot. I was so discouraged because people basically told me, well, go back to college. Might take you 8-10 years, but eventually you'll get a degree. And I'm like, dude,
you'll have $150,000 in debt, but no problem.
So I was like, I can't do that. And then one guy, thankfully, who was a software developer, he was like, dude, if you can learn and you can push yourself, he knew I worked really hard. He's like, I bet you could learn how to code. And then you could make money doing that. Cause they don't care as much about your degrees as long as you can produce and write code. So that's what I did. And I just studied every night from 10 at night to 1 in the morning. I just wrote code. And I sucked. I was horrible. And even when I got hired, I was pretty bad. But the idea was when I did that, then people emailed me and they basically said, because one of my posts went viral on my blog, they basically said, wow, in polite terms, but it still is this. You can even go on Amazon. You can see these reviews that are like, I can't give this guy 5 stars because he doesn't know how to write, which is true. I'm not a great writer. Basically people reached out to me, hundreds of people, and said, basically, what am I missing? if someone like you can do this, and I'm way smarter than you, you know, I have a degree in X, Y, and Z.
Well, geez, okay.
How can I? So instead of getting offended, I thought, you know what? Let me just write this out in a little ebook, and it did really well. So I looked for the opportunity, and I'm like, I can't respond back to hundreds of people. I'm trying to, I have a new job. So, so the book is called No Degree, No Problem. I think the book is good, like a story. My exact techniques are a little dated because the programming language has changed. So now it'd be Python versus then it was Ruby, but the same principles are true. But yeah, so that's the book.
Yeah, but you know what's great about this, Josh, is that so many people told me the same thing. I ended college, and I was actually going to go to college for music because that's what was my major in high school. I went to the School of Performing Arts and said, I want to be a violinist in a pit orchestra is what I thought. You know, yeah, there's so many of those around the country.
Right.
So my teacher at school is like, what's your second option? I'm like, there is no second option. That's it. I'm going to be in the pit orchestra in some Broadway show or something, and that's going to be over there. So. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I didn't get in. I went to a number of colleges, applied to their music department. They all turned me away. I was horrified. I was like, I can't believe I didn't get in. But they accepted me with a full scholarship for what they call liberal arts. But that's not what I wanted. I wanted music or nothing else. So and it was sad because my mom said, listen, my mom comes from old school. It's like, listen, if you're not going to get a degree that's for something that's a real job, like a lawyer, doctor, whatever, college is a waste of time, especially liberal arts. That was her take. So she's like, I ain't paying for the rest of the 3 years. So either you get a job and you go to college, or you just get a job and get real. And it was funny. It was right outside, a half hour outside of our graduation. I had just graduated. We're having dinner. And my mom's like, so when are you getting a job? I'm like, Ma, I just graduated a half hour ago. She's like, no, you need to get a job. You're not going to be lazy. So, but you know, it was great because even through high school, I was working, but I loved the work ethic, and it was great because I got a job. And from then it turned into accounting, which gave me a skill that I could use for the rest of my life.
Right.
But what I love about your story is you realize that people get pigeonholed. They get this job even after college or even after high school, and they think, that's it, my career, I can't move. And you kind of get pigeonholed that that's the only thing you can do. And what I love about your story is you're like, no, there's hundreds of options, thousands of options. Let's just look at where are people needing the marketplace. What value do they need, and what do I have that I can offer?
That is so true.
And how did that work for you, though? Like, you looked at your skill. Do you sit there and like, okay, I need money to pay rent. What are the present skills I have? And how do you decide, like, how to use those skills? How did that work for you?
Right. Yeah. So thankfully, more recently, I've moved from just making enough money to get by. You know, it's like, I actually have money. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got my bills. I'm not worried about my rent. So now I'm more like, what am I passionate about? But I would say, like, right now, it's kind of like an 08-09. Where people are losing jobs. You know, I think California, like 3 million unemployed, but there's a lot of people out there. And I remember 08-09, you were competing with so many other people who are also desperate versus just 3-4 weeks ago. There's so much work. You couldn't, you know, like I know places that import these water fountains. They couldn't hire people $12-14 an hour because no one wanted to do any work and sweat. But now I bet you when this comes out, the market will have changed where there's more people fighting for jobs who need that work. People who used to be dishwashers, well, if you got fired from Red Robin, you go to Golden Corral. Well, Golden Corral is closed too. So like now there's more people fighting. So initially, it's all about, look, I need to be responsible. I need to pay my bills. What can I do? And what am I, you know, hopefully good at? Like, you see American Idol back in the day. People are like, I'm passionate about music, but you suck. Like, you're horrible.
Did you never record yourself?
It's like, how did this happen? Like, yes, follow your passion, but you do have to have some natural talent and then work on it.
Yeah.
But then eventually, like now, as I'm like, man, I love teaching. I love creating courses. So I made online courses, but I didn't just want to make some stuff that just like, you know, how to make French toast or some crap. I wanted to be like, what can now make you money in the shortest time? So like for me, that's what I want to do. But and say the internet shut down and then, you know, whatever happened in the short term, I have other things I can do that make me cash. Like after this interview, I'm installing a fountain for a guy going to make a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I still have boots on the ground and I just go do things, but I enjoy installing water fountains. But initially it was, what is out there? Like right now, if the coronavirus is still a thing in June or whenever this comes out, cleaning is a big deal right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take any special skills to clean. It's not like, and I don't belittle things like that. I think people are like, oh, I like my title, I have an engineer title. I don't care. I care about, you know, what pays well, what do I enjoy doing? Not, oh, look, I'm this person. So for me, one thing that taught me through this that I'm going to do is I'm going to actually start, I'm starting on YouTube just because I've started all these businesses and then it's like people are like, well, how'd you do it? It seemed like you just started from zero and now you're there. Mm-hmm. So like on YouTube every Monday, I just talk and I'm like, hey, here's what I did this week. Here's what I'm doing next week. And here's what sucked. Here's what didn't go well. Like right now the IRS is pretty much closed. So like,
wow,
they didn't announce it, but if you call and try to get an EIN number, good luck. I have tried and tried and I've Googled online and apparently there's such a skeletal force that they just say unavailable. So like instead of stopping, okay, what can you do to move yourself forward? So like I'm going to start a clean lots business, which I didn't invent. There's a guy in Canada who invented clean lots and you just basically clean up shopping malls, things like that. There's very little skill to it, but guess what? There's very little competition. And what's the biggest problem I face now at my current tech job where I'm doing software? Mm-hmm. I gain weight from sitting too much.
Yeah.
Well, here's a job. You basically get paid to go walk, you know? So there's so many things you can look at. So if I was somebody outside, you can still do landscaping right now. Mm-hmm. You can still do things for people on the outside of their homes where they're not freaked out. Like, so look for those opportunities and you know, make it happen.
Yeah. I love that. Henry, come join me, friend. Come on. Yeah. He's going to join me too. Usually I have him stay with our friends so that he's not joining us. But anyway, the deal is, you're absolutely right, Josh, is that there's so many opportunities. It's just getting past that the normal streams of income that come through. You got to be a little bit more creative in finding those different ways and what are your best skills and how to use them. I heard my friend say, well, this is all I know. Maybe it's accounting. I forgot what position she's in. But, you know, yeah, you do accounting, but you're good with numbers. Maybe you can help some older folks with doing their finances or you know, paying their bills for them or whatever it might be. But there are options out there and many people have more than just one skill or one thing they're good at. It's just getting deep and finding out what are those things. One of my favorite mentors, David Nagel, had said in an earlier exercise I did in one of his courses is like put down 50 things if today you had to make money that you could do for a little extra cash. And I said, well, I like to cook. There's like, I'm not a great cook, but there's a couple of dishes I do really well. So I said, maybe I could do an online course where I cook those things or bring people here to teach them how to do it personally. And we all do that. Or, you know, so I like put, I think I came up with maybe 20 things that I ran out. But to your point, very early on, and I think it was about 2008, I was slumped on money and I sold everything in my closet for like $1,000. Like a dance equipment I hadn't used in like 25 years. I said, it's just sitting up there collecting dust. I sold it to a dance school that was so grateful. So you never know what you're sitting on. You could be sitting on some treasures in your attic or in your closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So hopefully this will help people. Like I'll tell you things. I feel like life is too short. Like I feel like you have to sleep, but I want to be up to start the next thing tomorrow. I'm like, dude, I want to try this. I want to try this. Yeah. So like, here's some things that like here's what I thought of. Like, why does a brain surgeon get paid so much? Well, it's because there's very few people who can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you don't just go online to like how to do brain surgery. No, like nobody does that. Right? I mean, shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. So it's because it's rare. Like if there was 5 bajillion brain surgeons, it would be like, you might get decent money, but you wouldn't make like they make, which is fine. Good for them. But I thought, okay, you know, I finally got over this thing after I got a blacksmithing to a tech job. To me, that was the biggest hurdle I could ever face. So now everything's easy and not easy, but it's like, I can do this.
You got,
So
it's a mind shift,
Absolutely. it is. And like, I had limiting beliefs. I'm stuck in 1906. I can't ever get out. It's like, no. So what I do now is say, you know, people want to make money. They want to do something they do. But if you're faced with a choice where it's like, make, you know, very little money and you hate your job or make more money and hate your job. Well, you know, move toward the one that at least help your family or help you, you know,
for now.
So like, that's like the basics. Like, if your job's gonna suck, pick the more money, and then slowly over time, as you have some savings, you feel more secure. Start looking at what you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
But it's like for right now, for me, there's so many Facebook groups that are free. You don't have to pay for a mastermind, and you know, masterminds are cool. I mean, I have a paid coach. I have, but like for just now, you have no money. What do you do? Like, here's some ideas I have that I am going to do. I'm sure I'll have courses in a couple of years, but right now, I'll tell you to them right now. So one thing that's rare is People who do chainsaw art. They take a piece of wood. You can get the piece of wood for free.
Wow.
And you you carve the thing into like a bear or like, and it has a little welcome here sign.
Yeah.
So like, that's not rocket science. Take some practice, some wood, but that's very cheap. And I'm sure you need to put some sealer on. I don't know how to do all those things, but there's no course on it either. I've looked. Yeah. But there's people who take Dremels and they carve rocks into old man faces and like, there's things. So then it's like, well, how do I sell them? There's little like art shops, craft shops. There's places that sell like most places at nurseries that sell plants and glazed pottery. They usually have little knickknacks at the front like that. So like you could totally go up and be like, hey, I'm going to give you this for free. Here's a free carved wooden bear. Can you sell it? If they sell it for $300-$400, they might be like, let's give me another one. Let's split it. Like, you don't have to do this as like Elon Musk where I have to change the world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All you have to do is shift sometimes, just as a little shift.
Yeah. So I love drawing, so I'm totally going to do that. But you know, just things like that. Like just try something that's rare. You get more money because less people do it. So.
Exactly. And then it's like you were just saying, that little shift, you could still maybe do what you're doing, but shift it a little bit to make it more valuable for the market. And then also find a way that it benefits everyone. So, you know, that one about the bear, you didn't change what you were doing. You just changed how you did it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, Josh, you know, I wish we could talk for hours because we've had such a great time talking, but we're coming to the end of our talk here. Let everyone know how they can find out more about you, get your book. How can they do that?
Hey, yeah. So please go to joshkemp.net. And then I actually have a free resource for the savvy listeners.
Oh,
go to joshkemp.net/savvy. And I have 9 tips for how to strengthen your willpower and your focus. One thing that people will tell me is like, oh, dude, how did you code? You would stay up till 10 o'clock at night. You would literally fall asleep on the couch 2 a.m. Your wife comes out and like, dude, get up. You're sleeping like an old man. You know, get off the couch, go to bed. How did you do that for 9 months straight without failing? So people think either you have superhuman ability or like they can't do it. But there's actually the simple things. I'm not selling anything on there. Like, things you can do that instantly make you more focused and push through things. And people will be surprised where it's like, oh, I can do that. Like, I'll give you one for example. I'll give you one simple one.
Yes.
If like I do this every day. If you deny yourself something, okay, and it's not going to kill you. I'm not talking about getting eating disorders. Don't go crazy. But if you say, I'm going to skip breakfast today. And you know, assuming you're healthy enough to do that, I'm not saying like you go crazy, but I'm going to have breakfast later. Okay, I'm going to give up the first 2 hours and have it later. Well, you start to get cranky generally when you get hungry. I get cranky, but I get a little bit like, man, I can't wait to eat. I'm real hungry. But I take that feeling and I throw it into whatever I'm doing. Whatever my work is, I'm like, I got to finish this project. And then that denying yourself, all throughout historical religions, it's when you want clarity or you want something, you fast. Biblically, all types of religion. So like simple things like that, you don't have to do them all. But you can absolutely change yourself. And I think some people just don't know to do that. joshkemp.net/savvy. You get that free download. And then, just my YouTube channel, joshkemp.net, spelled out .net. I'd love to have you guys follow, listen in. Hopefully it helps you guys. So,
I know it will. I know. Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. We need to have you back. And because this is something we need to keep our mindset positive, and then our opportunities are everywhere and we can all help each other. So, Josh, I just have to thank you again for coming to Savvy Broadcasting today. Thank you so much.
Christina, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You betcha. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode, please share. To hear more savvy episodes and savvy biz tips, go to lifeunscriptedradio.com. To become a guest or participate in paid sponsorship, email us at christina@lifeunscriptedradio.com.